This program is intended for print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Welcome to A Positive Outlook, an audio journal production highlighting optimistic news stories. Material is selected with the interests of its audience in mind and with the goal to inform and entertain. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Audio Journal, its board of directors, staff, or volunteer readers. This program is funded in part by the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. My name is Ava Sardina, and I am your volunteer reader. The first few articles are from sunnyskyz.com. This grandpa has spent 8 years cuddling a hospital's tiniest fighters every week. Some heroes don't wear scrubs or carry stethoscopes. Twice a week, 73-year-old Dave Whitlow walks into the neonatal intensive care unit at Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU with one goal: to comfort some of the hospital's most fragile patients, one cuddle at a time. For the past 8 years, Whitlow served as a volunteer cuddler, spending his Tuesdays and Thursdays holding premature and critically ill babies while they fight for their lives. "It's the best gig that I've ever had. It just feels right," Whitlow said. During a typical visit, he cradles 5 or 6 infants. On especially busy days, he might hold as many as 8 babies, some weighing less than 2 pounds. Every visit begins with careful preparation. Whitlow puts on a gown and gloves before entering the NICU, and he leaves his phone outside the unit so that nothing distracts him from the tiny lives in his arms. "I pretty much just want to be with them," he said. Although his role is built around compassion, Whitlow approaches it with remarkable attention to detail. Before picking up each baby, he checks in with the nurses to understand the child's condition and any special care instructions. "I ask the nurse, 'Tell me what this child's receiving. What kind of treatment? Is there anything special that I need to know about it?'" he explained. Once a baby's resting against his chest, Whitlow keeps a close eye on the monitors. "I watch the monitors first to see if there's anything to do to improve positionally," he said. "His stats are at 100%, so that's what we're looking for." Before retiring, Whitlow spent more than 40 years as a local government manager. He's also the father of 2 and grandfather of 3. Today, he says that the NICU has become a place where healing extends far beyond medicine. "The support and spiritual needs of the family and the staff, and so it all kind of gets tied together here," he said. Perhaps the sweetest part of his routine comes just before he returns each baby to their bed. Leaning in close, Whitlow quietly shares the same heartfelt wish every time: "Grow strong, grow smart, and grow kind." Those simple words reflect exactly what he hopes for every child who he meets. "It's important to me to think that this is what I want from people in general," Whitlow said. What started as a volunteer opportunity became something much deeper. After 8 years of comforting babies during some of the hardest moments of their young lives, Whitlow says that the NICU has become a family that he never expected to find and one that he can't imagine leaving. Firefighters spend 4.5 hours carrying an exhausted 100-pound dog down a mountain to safety. 6 volunteer firefighters spent 4.5 hours carrying a 100-pound senior dog down a rugged mountain trail after she became too exhausted to walk, refusing to leave her behind until she was safely reunited with her owner. The rescue began when a hiker flagged down a volunteer firefighter, not because he needed help himself, but because his dog did. The man was hiking the Golden Eagle Trail in Pennsylvania's Teutoburg State Forest with his senior dog, Sable, when she suddenly became exhausted and could no longer continue. Almost 2 miles from the trailhead, the 100-pound dog was unable to make the journey back on her own. After the call was reported to 911, 6 members of the Waterville Volunteer Fire Company hiked into the mountains to reach her. Knowing that there was no easy way out, the firefighters placed Sable into a rescue basket and started the long trip back. The steep terrain made the rescue especially challenging. At times, only 2 firefighters could carry the basket, while on other stretches they were able to rotate between all 4 corners. In the steepest areas, they even encouraged Sable to carefully take a few steps herself before lifting her again. "It's really steep up in there, and these mountains are kind of unforgiving," firefighter Tiffany Young said. "She was a sweet girl, and she desperately needed us, so we were happy to be there for her." The team worked together for 4.5 hours before finally reaching the trailhead. Throughout the rescue, Sable had access to water and stayed on the cooler parts of the trail whenever possible. For Young, who's volunteered with the fire company for 30 years, it was a rescue unlike any other. "We don't just care about humans. We care about our furry friends. Sable was no exception," she said. The Waterville Volunteer Fire Company later shared photos from the rescue on Facebook, writing, "Not only are we here to support our local humans, but our furry friends as well. We did exactly what we had to do and teamed up to carry this 100-pound sweet girl back to her car so that her owner could get her on the road to recovery. We wish you well, sweet girl." The best part of the story came after the rescue. Young later connected with Sable's owner, who shared that the senior dog is expected to make a full recovery. The Waterville Volunteer Fire Company has a motto displayed on its apparatus that reads, "People serving people." Thanks to an unforgettable day on the trail, they proved that their compassion extends to every member of the family, including the 4-legged ones. "I just thought about my own kids. A complete stranger saved this little girl's life." A frightening afternoon at a Michigan beach turned into a story of courage and hope thanks to one woman who refused to stand by. When a 2-year-old girl was pulled from the water unconscious and not breathing, Marisa Mojica immediately put her CPR training into action and helped save the child's life. The incident happened Sunday afternoon at Vers Lewis Park in Plainfield Township, Michigan. Around 4:30 p.m., Mojica saw a panicked mother rush from the water carrying her young daughter, who was unresponsive. "Honestly, I just thought about my own kids," Mojica told News 8. "I'd want someone to do it for me." At first, the terrifying scene left her frozen. "At first, I just froze," she recalled. "The mom was crying, so I went over and took the baby out of her hands and started mouth-to-mouth." Mojica's certified in CPR for infants, children, and adults through her job, and she immediately relied on that training. When the rescue breaths alone didn't work, she switched to chest compressions. "That wasn't working," she said, "so I started compressions." Moments later, the little girl started breathing again. "It wasn't working, so I did both, and she started breathing again," Mojica said. "Then she passed out, and I did it again." Although the rescue felt much longer in the moment, Mojica estimates that she cared for the little girl by herself for only about 2 minutes before help arrived. "It felt like forever," she said. Thanks to her calm thinking and willingness to step in, the toddler survived the ordeal. According to a spokesperson for Plainfield Charter Township, the little girl has since been released from the hospital. Mojica never set out to be a hero that day. She just saw a family in desperate need and acted without hesitation. Her quick response is a powerful reminder that knowing CPR can make the difference between tragedy and a second chance, and that ordinary people can accomplish extraordinary things when every second counts. Teenager hailed as a hero after saving a woman with dementia from dangerous Arizona heat. A 14-year-old boy is being praised for his quick thinking and compassion after helping save a woman with dementia who became lost and wandered for miles in the scorching Arizona heat. His decision to stop and help likely made all the difference. Royal Cothran was out riding his bike in Gilbert, Arizona in June when he noticed an elderly woman who didn't seem right. Temperatures climbed well above 100 degrees, and she appeared confused and overheated. "I don't even know. She just looked like something was wrong. So I started talking to her," Royal recalled. The woman was Teresa Morgan, a beloved mother who was recently diagnosed with dementia. After a trip to a nearby grocery store, she became disoriented and unknowingly wandered miles from home. Royal immediately recognized that she needed help. "I knew that it was hot. She was sweating," he said. Instead of continuing his bike ride, the teenager stayed with Teresa, guided her into the shade, and patiently talked with her until she was able to remember her son Jeff's phone number. Jeff rushed to the scene, arriving just before the Gilbert Fire Department. For Teresa's family, Royal's actions were nothing short of life-saving. "It's incredible, really, what he did," Jeff Morgan said. "Just so lucky, so fortunate that he ran across her and cared enough to stay with her and take care of her." Firefighters agreed that his kindness made a tremendous difference. "The outcome would have been much, much worse if he didn't do what he did," one firefighter said. In recognition of his selfless actions, Royal will be honored by the Gilbert Fire Department and the Air National Guard. But for Teresa's family, no award carries more meaning than the title that he already earned. To them, Royal Cothran will always be a hero. The next few articles are from goodnewsnetwork.org. Pigeon walks up to firefighters who offer oxygen to clear its lungs, by Good News Network. Video footage of a firefighter giving oxygen to a pigeon following a fire has gone viral on social media. After tending to a vehicle fire on Wednesday evening, the E-29 crew of Oakland firefighters noticed a pigeon in distress. The crew reported that the pigeon came up to them seeking help. The bird seemed to have suffered from some smoke inhalation during the East Oakland vehicle fire, so the crew administered some oxygen. "The bird soon flew away after clearing out its lungs," said the Facebook page for Oakland Fire's Local 55. "Many people don't realize that pigeons are domesticated and that they're used to being around humans," said some of the post's commenters. "We domesticated pigeons. They come to us for help because we trained them to," wrote Catherine Linville. "Sweet little birds. The trust that pigeon has for him, it knows that the man's a lifesaver," wrote Tajma R. Carter. "They watch us closely and know us well." "Humans and pigeons have bonds," added Mai Carolyn. "They're ridiculously smart creatures." South Carolina restaurant owner finds $12,000 in an old cabinet and returns it to the former owner, by Andy Corbley. A restaurateur who found $12,000 in cash got in touch with the rightful owner live on the news to explain that he wanted to turn it over. Sak Ying-jun-tuk knew as soon as he saw the stack of $100 bills that they belonged to the man who sold him the restaurant that would become Lemongrass Pho and Thai Cuisine in Myrtle Beach. At the time, Ying-jun-tuk was getting rid of some old standing tool chests that the previous owner left. They were squarely junk in his mind, but with things like that, it was difficult to resist the urge to open them up and have a peek inside. That's when he found a seemingly ordinary sunglasses case. I saw the sunglasses case, and then, you know, of course, when you see something like that, you want to open and look, he told Today, adding that as soon as he did, he saw that it was full of money. I was so shocked, Ying-jun-tuk says. I knew right then that it belonged to the previous owner. What happened next was beautiful in several ways. Realizing that he needed to get the money back to the man as soon as possible, he called the number that he had on file only to find that it was disconnected. Ying-jun-tuk was at a loss for what to do next. What may have happened is that he contacted local NBC affiliate WMBF and wanted to share his story so that the owner of the money might see it on television. He was nowhere else but live on the air when suddenly he remembered that he had another number for the previous owner saved under a different name, which he not only explained to the camera, but called right then and there. The relief was palpable in Ying-jun-tuk's voice when he heard the man answer the phone. I have some good news for you, he said. WMBF would eventually learn that the money's owner was struggling with a significant health problem, another reason why the local Myrtle Beach community now lauds the Southeast Asian restaurateur wherever he goes. He hopes that his action will inspire others. I just want to say, do the right thing, Ying-jun-tuk told Today. Don't give up honesty. England fan who spent his life savings on a World Cup trip with granddad gets the money gifted back. By Andy Corboy. An England fan who used his life savings to take his granddad to the World Cup was left stunned after a company inspired by their story gifted him the entire $13,000 back. Jacob Almendinger sacrificed the cash that he saved up for a house deposit to take Jeff Golliker, 80, on the trip of a lifetime in the USA and Mexico. 21-year-old Almendinger has been going to matches in his hometown of Hull by his grandfather since he was a little boy and said that he now wants to return the favor. We've had an amazing trip so far, Almendinger told Ed Chatterton, writing for England's Southwest News Service. We're still in Mexico at the moment, and we'll fly tomorrow to Miami for the quarterfinal. The Mexico game was a once-in-a-generation game to watch. Jacob and Jeff have traveled to New York and Atlanta for the matches with Panama and DR Congo, before witnessing the historic 3-2 win at the Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. They're now on their way to the quarterfinal against Norway, and during their time abroad, the pair say that they were stopped in the street by people recognizing them after their heartwarming story went viral through Almendinger's social media channels. Among the viral readers was a U.S.-based online crypto casino called MetaWin, which contacted the devoted grandson and vowed to pay back the money if England beat Panama by more than 2 goals. An unsolicited social media promise made by a cryptocurrency casino isn't one that any sensible person is likely to take to heart, and Almendinger was skeptical from the start. When we only won 2-0, they said that they'd still pay £10,000 if we won against DR Congo by any score, he said. I didn't quite believe it, to be honest, until I looked at my bank and it was there. I was just in shock. England have the quarterfinals against Norway next. The descendants of the Vikings have thoroughly embraced that aspect of their culture as they've torn through the competition, including knocking out five-time winners Brazil, led by the ferocious finishing of Erling Haaland at center forward. But Almendinger told the BBC that he's hopeful, and for a good reason. The parallels to now in 1966, when we last beat Mexico in the World Cup and then went on to win the whole thing, it kind of gets you giddy for the rest of the trip. Whether or not England will break the 60-year wait for World Cup number 2, the trip's already been unforgettable, all the more thanks to Medawin. I think I'll save the money until I get back home. I'll put it in a savings account for now and see what happens after the next couple months. I could buy a house. Anything's possible, he said. The young man said that he was bombarded with positive messages from people since the story made headlines. I think that it just resonates with people, he said. I've had people reach out who've lost their grandparents and how they wish that they did something similar. It just makes us cherish this time more, really. We get along like a house on fire. We're more like best friends than granddad and grandson, said Almendinger. Woman wins the lottery and immediately gives her neighbor $5,000 to take the family on vacation. By Good News Network. A 48-year-old woman who won $1 million in the lottery immediately gave her neighbors a gift of $5,000 so that they can travel on their first family vacation abroad. Honorata Yamrzyk scooped up the life-changing tax-free prize in the UK OMA's monthly millionaire draw, and her first act was selfless generosity. The kind-hearted foster care mother surprised her neighbors of 14 years with the cash to spend on a family getaway. It's a life-changing prize for us, but also for our friends and family, said the woman from Dartford, Kent, who says that she can go back to fostering kids thanks to the influx of money. Now we can help make life easier for our loved ones, and that's the best feeling in the world. Good neighbors are one of life's true blessings. They've been wonderful since the day we moved in, and they feel like family to us. Being able to give them money for a holiday so that they can make some magical memories together makes me so happy. Polish-born Honorata, who's lived in the UK for 25 years, was grieving the loss of her father just 2 weeks earlier, and she learned about her new fortune after coming back from his funeral in Poland. And she's convinced that he's the one who sent it to her. He'll always be the angel sitting on my shoulder, and I know that it was him who sent this gift to me. Honorata spent 7 years providing foster care, work that she adored, before having to give it up so that she could care for her elderly parents back in Poland, which required a lot of traveling back and forth. She says that her big windfall now means that she'll be able to return to the role that she loves. I just wanted to change the lives of kids who haven't had an easy start in life. I'm blessed that I was able to help children of all ages find a better future. I absolutely love fostering, and this win means that I can keep doing what I love. Winning just makes everything so much easier. The mom of two won the prize worth 1 million British pounds, $1.3 million, as part of her £15 monthly subscription, $20. Her husband of almost 20 years had no idea that she was entering the drawings. He was always dismissive when it came to luck, because neither of them ever won anything before. I'll never forget that moment for as long as I live, she recalled. My husband always joked that I had more chances of being struck by lightning than winning £1 million. I guess I'd better be extra careful next time there's a storm outside. As well as paying for their neighbor's dream getaway, the couple will also book their own once-in-a-lifetime trip to mark their 20th wedding anniversary in October. We can afford to do something really special for our 20th anniversary now. Go on a big family holiday somewhere nice. I've already started planning. We'll take my mother because she deserves a break more than anyone. I'm so happy that we can enjoy this win together. Helping the people who we love is what this win is all about for us. The Omaze Monthly Millionaire Draw runs every month, guaranteeing one UK winner £1 million, tax-free, each time. At the same time when it's changing Honorata's life forever, Omaze raises money for good causes across the UK through its prize drawings, with more than £140 million raised to support UK charity partners since launching in 2020. You've been listening to A Positive Outlook. This program is a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. If you'd like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. This is Ava Sardina. I'll be with you again soon. Thank you for listening.
There are more than 1 million English words. Next up, word nerd Steph Donath with some of them worth talking about.
Some words can be traced back to ancient Greek or Latin or the Middle English of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales or Shakespeare's plays. Then there's codswallop. Yes, I said codswallop. If you think it has something to do with being slapped in your face by a fish, you just might be right. You see, no one really knows where it comes from. Many dictionaries do not even guess at its origin. My favorite guess goes back to England in the late 1800s when beer was often called wallop. The stronger the beer, the stronger the wallop. The story goes that a man named Cod invented a non-alcoholic beer, and it was soon called Cod's Wallop. And it meant then just what it means now. It means nonsense, absurd, or just plain ridiculous. Non-alcoholic beer, Cod's Wallop.
That's enough talk about words. Let's go back to listening to them.
You are listening to Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.
This is your Better Business Bureau with our tip of the week. It's always smart to be skeptical about free trial offers. Some companies use free trials to sign you up for products and bill you every month until you cancel. Before you agree to a free trial, research the company and read the cancellation policy, and always review your monthly statements for charges you don't recognize. Free trial scams are usually conducted online and often through social media platforms. They're for products you'll see advertised on your feed. These ads can look like they have celebrity endorsements. It can be hard to reach these companies by phone or email to discuss the charges or cancel your subscription. If someone answers, they may be aggressive and insist that you agree to sign up for more products or a subscription. Remember to call BBB if you suspect a scam or want to report a scam, even if you don't lose money. Your scam report will help prevent additional victims. Our toll-free number is 1-866-566-9222.